With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Secretary of State Linda McCullough says counties were putting more than 230,000 absentee ballots for the June primary into the mail today. McCullough reminds absentee voters that they'll receive ballots from both parties, but they can only vote one party's ballot for the primary. Voters are also required to sign the return envelope. McCullough also notes that presidential candidates who've suspended their campaigns but have not withdrawn from Montana's ballot will remain on the ballot. Votes cast for those candidates will be counted. The absentee ballots being mailed will reach just over a third of the state's 645,000 registered voters. County elections offices must receive absentee ballots before the close of polls on Election Day, which is June 7th. A federal judge has halted a salvage logging project in northern Idaho at the request of two environmental groups that say it violates the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. A U.S. magistrate yesterday ruled the U.S. Forest Service cannot go ahead with the project near the Selway and Middle Fork Clearwater Rivers that aims to harvest 34 million board feet of timber scorched by a 2014 wildfire. The lightning-caused Johnson Bar fire burned more than 20 square miles, mostly on the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forests. The judge also ruled the Forest Service failed to do a supplemental study after 2015 wildfires burned near the planned logging. Idaho Rivers United and Friends of the Clearwater sought the injunction ahead of logging that was scheduled to start as early as Monday. Several hundred Montana Republican Party members are gathering in Billings starting tonight to select the state's delegation for the National GOP Convention in July. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Montana GOP Chairman Jeff Esmond says some of the excitement of this year's state convention fizzled when Ted Cruz dropped his bid for the presidency and Donald Trump became the party's presumed nominee. Esmond had previously predicted a close race between Trump and Cruz in the Montana primary on June 7th.
I had been hoping up until a couple, last week that we were going to have Mr. Cruz here, either Mr. Trump or Mr. Kasich here as well. But after the Indiana results and Cruz and Kasich dropping out, it'll be a much lower key event, I expect.
Instead, the GOP convention will headline some of the local party candidates. Corey Stapleton running for Secretary of State, Elsie Arnson running for Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Vice President of the Crow Tribe, Jason Day, who is running as a Republican in a state Senate race. By the end of the weekend, 24 delegates will be voted in as the Montana GOP representation at the National Republican Convention this summer in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Bernie Sanders campaign in Montana called on grassroots groups of supporters to unify into a single statewide organization.
Right now, we're definitely increasing our efforts with the campaign here in Montana.
That's Chris Klarich, state director for the Sanders campaign. He says Bernie supporters got together in Butte for training last week, had two successful rallies this week, and is moving forward.
We're getting ready to open up our office headquarters in Missoula. We're going to have an office opening party on Sunday.
National Campaign Press Secretary Simone Sanders says Bernie is still in it to win it.
No mincing words here. The path to the nomination for our campaign is slightly more narrow than it was maybe about 2 weeks ago, but there is still a path.
That path includes winning Montana's 27 Democratic delegates in the June 7th primary and winning California, which also votes June 7th and awards 400 delegates.
We think that come June 14th, neither Senator Sanders nor Secretary Clinton will have reached the magic number of pledged delegates needed to clinch the nomination.
Sanders said the campaign is in constant contact with superdelegates across the country, encouraging them to side with Bernie Sanders. A Great Falls woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony criminal endangerment charge filed after the death of her 10-month-old daughter. Misty Cutbirth entered her plea yesterday. A Butte man who pleaded guilty to felony animal cruelty in a cat hoarding case got a 2-year suspended sentence. District Judge Kurt Kruger ordered Douglas Billman to pay nearly $6,700 in restitution to the animal shelter and the rental property owner. The house was torn down. U.S. Customs and Border Protection wants to reopen a northern Idaho road in designated grizzly bear habitat near the Canadian border. The federal agency says it's needed for national security. A 6-mile section of Bog Creek Road in the Idaho Panhandle National Forest would be open for official use to provide an east-west route in the Selkirk Mountains. The road cuts through the Selkirk Grizzly Bear Recovery Zone and was closed in the 1980s to protect the bears. Officials say it's deteriorated and needs significant repairs. Border Patrol says agents currently make a 180-mile detour through Washington State to patrol the area. Border Patrol and the U.S. Forest Service are preparing an environmental impact statement on opening the road and closing others. Public comments are being taken through May 27th. The Montana Department of Revenue is defending its exclusion of religious schools from the state's school choice program. Last month, the Flathead County District Court judge issued a temporary injunction against the state and suggested the Revenue Department likely overstepped its authority in excluding religious schools as a, quote, qualified education provider under Montana's school choice program. The state filed its response yesterday. Meanwhile, an attorney for three Montana mothers who sued the state last year was preparing to file a motion today to ask the judge to immediately rule in their favor. The parents want the court to invalidate a state rule that denies tax credits for donations to private scholarship funds that are used at faith-based schools. The school choice program offers tax credits of up to $150 for donations. Something's brewing in the Pacific Ocean that could significantly affect Montana later this year. Edward O'Brien explains.
Goodbye, El Nino. It was good knowing you. Hello, La Nina. Here's hoping you bring us lots of good snow next winter. The National Weather Service says sea surface temperatures are now cooling in the equatorial Pacific. Missoula meteorologist Travis Booth.
With a La Nina, typically for this part of the world, the Northern Rockies, in once again a real general sense, we would experience for the wintertime season cooler than normal temperatures and wetter than normal precipitation.
There's no way to pin any specifics to that forecast at this point, but experts say there's a 75% chance of a La Nina next fall and winter. The La Nina phenomenon is the opposite of El Nino, which is caused by the warming of ocean waters. One of the most powerful El Ninos in recent memory is now breaking down in the Pacific. It was expected to bring warmer and drier conditions to Montana last winter. It was generally warmer than normal, but we lucked out when it came to precipitation.
And generally, it was near normal throughout most of the winter time.
Recent warm, sunny days, though, have chipped away at the remaining mountain snowpack. Meteorologists are calling for warmer than normal temperatures in the Northern Rockies this summer. There's no clear indication yet if it will be any wetter or drier than normal. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.